The new year is off to a bizarre beginning in Arkansas. 100,000 drumfish washed up along the Arkansas River.
Birds falling out of the sky, fish dead in the water.
Just before the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, thousands of birds started falling from the sky.
More dead birds have turned up, this time in Sweden. The nation of Japan has suffered a colossal historic earthquake.
At least 36 twisters, more than a dozen killed.
In Iceland, where the country's most active volcano has been erupting.
Texas in flames, fire racing across the region.
The Northeast, entire towns are still submerged after the double jeopardy of flooding from Hurricane Irene and now Tropical Storm Lee.
We have seen record flooding in Vermont.
A powerful earthquake has hit the country of Turkey.
There are reports of tornadoes, drought,
powerful winds,
deadly earthquakes,
massive fish kill,
Typhoon Yasach,
more than 30 inches of snow,
major windstorms,
cyclones, floods,
freak storm,
the damage.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is January 1st, year 2012. And it's the feast day of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the topic of this lecture is going to be God's punishments 2011. And we're going to recount all of the punishments God has laid upon the earth in this previous year. And we may try to make this a series and do this every year. And we're going to show people in particular and bring their attention to the fact that it's God who's doing this and not Mother Nature. That's, you hear all these excuses about these natural catastrophes that are taking place throughout the whole world. And this is like, it's breaking all records. It's unprecedented. And a lot of people are going to minute it by saying this is like biblical catastrophes. And we're going to prove to you that it's not Mother Nature. It's not a mother, it's a father. And it's not just nature, it's God using nature to punish people. And it's not just any God, it's the Catholic God. It's not the Muslim God, it's not the Talmudic Jewish God, it's not the schismatic Russian or Greek God, it's not the Hindu gods, it's the Catholic God. And I'm here to tell you that, and that's who's doing this to the earth, and that's who's been punishing the earth, not just this year, he's been doing it for several years now. And this is fulfilling one of the prophecies that our Lord Jesus Christ said would happen in these final days, when you're going to see all kinds of earthquakes and catastrophes throughout the world. And we're going to recount some of those to you. And we read in Amos 9:8 where it says, "Behold, the eyes of God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth." And we read that when God destroys sinful kingdoms, he either does it directly, or he uses nature, or he uses angels, or he uses men. And sometimes he uses good angels and bad angels, and sometimes good men and bad men, and wars to punish men. We read in Ecclesiastes 39, 33 to 37. There are spirits created for vengeance, and in their fury they lay on grievous torments. In the time of destruction they shall pour out their force, and they shall appease the wrath of him that made them. Fire, hail, famine, and death. These are created for vengeance. The teeth of beasts and scorpions and serpents and the sword, taking vengeance upon the ungodly unto destruction. And they shall glory in his commandments, and they shall be ready upon the earth when the need is. And when their time is come, they shall not transgress his word. Now we're reading about the all types of ways in which God uses these things to punish mankind, sinners and sinful nations. Now, all you got to know today is that there's no Catholic nation in the world at all today. So God is technically punishing the whole world, and he's really stepping up these punishments even extra, more than normal, because he's trying to point you to the prophecies of Jesus Christ when he said that these things are going to happen near the end of the world. These are like final day catastrophes that are leading up to the reign of the Antichrist. Now, we're going to show you first how the United States is a sinful nation for all you people who glorify the United States and you people who love it. And I will say, anybody who loves the United States and glorifies it is a sinful, obstinate, rotten pig to the highest degree. Because anybody, even with a little bit of the natural law upon their heart, has to hate this country and hate all the sins and crimes that are taking place. If you don't, boy, you're going to need some extra prayers, super extra prayers and help, because you are the most obstinate of all sinners if you think that this country is virtuous and is blessed like that apostate pagan or Protestant heretic Governor Rick Perry. He just came out, and he's the most conservative group, but he's Rick Perry. He's more he believes in the death penalty and all that. Well, you got to read what he said in one of these debates when he was debating, and what he said about China. They asked him what he thought about China, and he said communist China is destined for the ash heap of history because they are not a country of virtues. He said they're not virtuous. Now, wait a second. Let me just take a little breath here after that one. So then what is the United States destined for? A bigger ash heap than China. The United States is as bad as you can ever get. There's no nation under the sun that has ever been created from the beginning and the fall of man that can be worse than the United States of America. Virtuous, Mr. Perry? Virtuous, you stupid idiot, you dumb knucklehead, you lying Protestant heretic bastard. And he's supposed to be a conservative Protestant who's against abortion and homo marriages. Well, what about that, sir? He pointed out the idea that China has abortions. You know, so does the United States. So then where does that make you? Destined for the ash heap also. And what about homo marriages? Which he doesn't believe in it personally, but he doesn't attack it when other states pass it. I was listening to that. He says, well, Massachusetts is allowed to do what they want. That's their state rule. And he doesn't go against it. It's one of these so-called Protestant heretic really confronted him and said, what are you supporting? Because I don't support it, but they're allowed to have it in that state, but I don't want it in Texas. So what happens? We get another governor in there who's liberal and they have it and you're living in there. You're going to accept it? They're all a bunch of hypocrites. So this Perry has the audacity to come out and he's actually implying that that's why the United States should not support them. We should go after them because they're not virtuous. Let's just give a list of the sins of the United States of America before we then tell you people the punishments that you know God has been laying down upon you. And that's also, I didn't even include the fact that God's even allowing the apostate Jews and the Antichrist to punish you. We'll get into that at the end. I'm just going to deal mostly on the natural catastrophes that God has orchestrated to punish the United States in the year 2011. Let's read some of the sins that of the United States. The first and worst sin is the ones against the first commandment. The United States allows every false god, false gods, false religions to be practiced under the sun, under the religious liberty, and they give them the license and freedom to do so, including witchcraft, Satanism, and every evil, filthy beast and religion that the world has ever known is allowed to be practiced and worshipped in the United States of America. How's that for lack of virtue, Mr. Perry? And that's the worst sin that you can have, because it's against the first commandment. And because of that, the United States is under the Romans 1 curse and has all these other filthy sins. What about the founding fathers of the United States of America? Like Thomas Paine and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and all these evil, satanic, deist, Freemasonic, satanic bastards. Not one of them was even a pretend Christian. They tried to say they're Christians, but they weren't even Protestants. They weren't even so-called Christians. They were deists. They were Freemasons. They hated the gospel. They hated Jesus Christ, and they even made it public. And some of them, like Benjamin Franklin, we have evidence that he was an explicit satanic worshiper that offered up human sacrifices. They found bones in his basement in England of his house, of infants and all human bones under there. These are the founding fathers of the United States. What about that, Mr. Perry? The United States sits back like she speaks like a lamb, and she's as evil as the rest of them, breathing out fire like a dragon. And they have the nerve to criticize China and Russia. I will tell you, China and Russia are way less evil than the United States of America. And let's look at some of their other sins of the United States of America. Humanism, evolution they teach in their schools. Heliocentrism, the heresy of heliocentrism they teach in their schools. That the sun's at the center of the universe and not the earth. That man came from apes and they weren't created from the slime of the earth. They teach Americanism, materialism, democracy, which is heresy. A lie that all men were created equal and all men have equal authority to rule. And which imbibes a complete and total spirit of rebellion. Then with feminism, immodesty, adultery, fornication, pornography. Just go in your stores and look at all the pornography. Prostitution. Look at all the whores that are all over the place. In any of your major cities, in any city. Homosexuality. Homosexual unions. Homosexual marriages. Is China doing that, Mr. Perry? Are they? Have they descended so deep to do that into the abyss? Well, if they're destined for the ash heap, we got to give a whole nother destiny for the United States. That's worse than an ash heap. You filthy, lying, filthy, blind bastard. Then we have stealing. We have robbing in all ranks of society, rich and poor, rulers and citizens. We have stock market scams. We have investor scams. We have banking scams. And you know, everybody's getting what they deserve because you put your faith in this harlot. Just turn on a TV in a day and look what's happening with all these types of sophisticated high-level robberies down to the low-level robberies of crooks in the street hitting you over the head with the hammer and taking your money out of your pocket or hitting you over the head with a gun or shooting you to take money. Robbery at all different levels. Turn on your local news, Mr. Perry, and you tell me we're living in a virtuous society. We have alcoholism rampant, drug addiction rampant, drug abuse and addiction, and we're talking not just illegal drugs, but even prescription drugs, which the rich people get, so it doesn't make them look like the heroin addict in the street. But they take your oxycodone pills, and which is the same as heroin, and it makes them look a little bit cleaner. But they're the same thing. They legalize mind-altering drugs like marijuana. We're on the road to that. You tell me if China does that, Mr. Perry. You got to wonder what world this guy's living in. He's probably a Freemason himself and a lying heretic. Well, Protestants are all liars, and he's just proving it. He doesn't even turn his TV station on and look what's going on in the United States. Most of your citizens are mental cases in the United States, and even the ones that aren't mental cases are mental in another way, like Perry. That's a mental. That guy's a nut. They're all nuts. I don't want to make like he's the worst guy in the case. He's not. The two lesser of evils happens to be him and Bachman. They're the two best choices out of the group out there. The rest are even worse than them. But he's the best. So if we're talking about he's the best, then what are you looking at? You know, you talk about a guy putting a foot in his mouth. Boy, did he mess up on that one. And you're going to instruct the world how to be righteous and virtuous. Look at all the murders. Physical and spiritual abuse of all types that are taking place. Extortions and blackmail. And then let's take a look at the justice system that coddles criminals, that supports gangsters and criminals, that if they lock them up, it's only for a short period of time and they're back out on the street again. And oppresses people who are yearning for justice. And so this sermon is for those people who are yearning for justice. And if you're yearning for justice, even if you're not Catholic, you're going to agree with what I just said. You're going to be fed up to hear. You're going to be drowning in the cesspool of the crimes of the United States. You're going to know about it. And I'm preaching for those people mostly, even the other ones. But they're probably going to turn this lecture off the minute they start hearing me criticizing the United States because they're idolizers of this country. And I'm trying to tell you now, we're going to go into it and show you, and some of the people do know, that the Catholic God is the one who's the true God. There is no other God but Him. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's He who is punishing the world, not just the United States. St. Paul gives a mirror image of all these sins that are being committed in the United States. Galatians 5, 19 to 20. When St. Paul says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, luxury, immodesty, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I foretell you that those who do these things shall not obtain the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And he says it in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. Know you not that the unjust shall not possess the kingdom of God? Do not err. For neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor the liars with mankind, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor railers shall possess the kingdom of God. Is that not a perfect description of the United States of America? And I would say the whole world. Not just the U.S. of A. The USA, the whole world is evil too. I'm not making excuses for the rest of the world. There's no Catholic nations in the world now. The USA, though, is the harlot who superabundantly already corrupted. And this is what St. Paul is speaking about. But yet Perry has the nerve to point the finger at China, who is way less evil than the United States of America. And Russia, who's way... Even Putin and the Russians say, you better look at your own news and your own cities and clean up your own mess and stop preaching to us. You filthy, capitalistic, materialistic, lying, filthy democracy bastards. And I will tell Putin, and I know he knows this, the big mistake Russia and China even made was to let even a little bit of democracy in. Because the minute they open that door for a little bit of democracy, they themselves are getting into trouble. The Chinas are doing it to be wise as serpent and simple as dove, to build up their economic power, but they're still communist-based. And that could save them, at least from the major threats of democracy. So we're talking about, these are a list of the sins of the United States of America. Now we're going to show you how God is punishing this sinful nation in preparation to destroy her. This is a prelude. He's warning people. He's merciful. He could have came out and just obliterated him. That is going to happen. When you have your limited nuclear strikes, when Antichrist comes to power and annihilates, I don't know, maybe two-thirds of the population or more of the United States, and only leaves a very few people alive. We're now going to recount to you the natural catastrophes that the Catholic God has punished the United States with in the year 2011. We're going to read from the AP article, Washington, from the Associated Press. America, it's called Billion Dollar Weather Disaster Smashed the U.S. Record. America smashed the record for billion dollar weather disasters this year with a deadly dozen and counting. With an almost biblical onslaught of twisters, floods, snow, drought, and wildfire, the U.S. in 2011 has seen more weather catastrophes that caused at least $1 billion in damage than it did in all of the 1980s, even after the dollar figures from back then are adjusted for inflation. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration added two disasters to the list Wednesday, bringing a total to 12. The two are wildfires in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and in mid-June, tornadoes and severe weather. NOAA uses $1 billion as a benchmark for the worst weather disasters. Extreme weather in America this year has killed more than 1,000 people, according to the National Weather Service Director Jack Hayes. The dozen billion-dollar disasters alone add up to $52 billion alone. And God is now, that's God bankrupting the United States. Add to that the Jews who are taking the money out into Europe and bankrupting the United States. And the Jews happen to not like this thing what God's doing. You know why? Because it's taking money away from them that they could have stole. They don't like this. They would prefer God to stay out of it and let them just do it. So they can take the $52 billion and give it to their buddies over in Israel or in Europe. So the Jews are a little bit unhappy about that, but they ain't got no choice. They can't reach up to God yet. They haven't made a rocket ship to go that far. And ain't never going to make a rocket ship to go that far. But that's just one of the ways, and that's God himself coming in here and punishing the United States with these catastrophes. We read another article from the Durango Herald, Wednesday, December 14, 2011. U.S. sets record for costly weather disasters. In 2011, damage from 12 events outpaces all the 1980s. We go to the clip.
As we near the end of the year, the people who keep track of the nation's weather say 2011 will go down as a record breaker for a lot of reasons. Among them, lives lost and dollars spent. At least a dozen extreme weather events this year have each cost $1 billion or more. Here's NBC's Tom Costello.
No one who lived through the tornadoes this spring had ever seen anything like it. From Virginia to Alabama. 748 tornadoes in April alone, and then Missouri.
There's St. John's Hospital. You can see how damaged it is from up here.
And the E5 that tore through Joplin. 160 people died in Joplin on May 22nd, the seventh deadliest tornado in history.
Oh, they just pulled out their dog, right? That is great.
The first 5 months of 2011 had already proven to be record breakers. It only got worse.
When you go back and look at the Groundhog Day blizzard and just pretty much go right through the spring weather, severe weather season, and then into the hurricane season, we've had a horrible year.
In all, nearly 3,000 monthly weather records have been broken so far this year, with NOAA estimating the country sustained 12 weather disasters that cost at least $1 billion or more each. That breaks a record set in 2008 with 9 such disasters.
All that should be underwater.
First drought, then wildfires ravaged Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. From the Dakotas to the Gulf Coast, massive flooding caused catastrophic damage. Then in August, Irene raked the East Coast.
The sand is like a sandblaster.
North Carolina was hit first, it's then New Jersey, New York.
Whoa, look at that.
And Vermont. Roughly 1,000 people have died so far in this year's weather disasters. They've cost an estimated $52 billion, but communities are still counting. With the impact zones so often at the intersection of Mother Nature and a growing population, a warning that it could get even costlier and more deadly. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
Now, interesting, too, that you see these particular catastrophes that are happening, and we see the hand of God in this. This is no random happening. This doesn't happen random. There's certain natural events God allows to happen randomly, that he allows to happen, and even though he even decrees that they should happen. God's even behind the natural course of nature. But then when it steps out of its natural course, that's even God showing you more emphatically that he's punishing people. We give an example of the Hurricane Irene that hit the Northeast. And it knocked out the electricity, and it brought down their wires, and they were without electricity for a long time. Especially, I think, New Hampshire and the other areas up there in the Northeast, up in that area, they were out for an extra long time. And so the worst thing was the after flooding that took place that really caused a lot of damage. But then after they were done finally putting up all the electrical lines, people were even getting so impatient, they were starting to assault the electric guys that were going out there fixing the poles. That shows you how people are going to be in these days when things, they're so spoiled with having all the little goodies, you leave them without electricity for 2 weeks and they go nuts. They were attacking the very guys that were supposed to be repairing it, and they had to send policemen out to guard them so they can put the electric up. And they were already panicking over this. Can you imagine when the real catastrophes hit and they don't get it at all? There's going to be such a civil uprising in this country. It's going to be of epic proportions. But my point on that was that later on, that was in August, then later on in October on Halloween, we call it Halloween, the night when all the witches are all celebrating on their diabolical, unholy day, there was a blizzard, a snowstorm blizzard that hit the Northeast. And then all of a sudden knocked out their electricity again, big time. And all of a sudden, now, you know what that's like when you go through a major effort to build this stuff up and then it goes down again, you got to build it up again? This is God bowing them down. This is God punishing them. And they shouldn't complain. They didn't kill that many people. A few people got killed in these disasters, but not as many, not that many, not what's up in front. When the real catastrophes come, I won't be surprised if 3/4 or more of the United States population is going to be completely destroyed when God allows the Antichrist to come here and put the finisher on it. And God is still going to continue with these natural catastrophes. You may even see California sink right under the ocean. And I give some of these people, I tell you, when God allows you to live through it, it's an act of mercy because he's calling you, he's chastising you. But when he destroys you, there's no more hope. For those people that died, that was a complete destruction. And my point is, I believe when God punishes California severely, like Hollywood and all them, he's just going to have an earthquake and they're going to go under the sea and they're going to all die, every one of them. He's not going to give them a chance to repent. But you're already getting warnings from God now. He hasn't done it yet, and you're getting a warning from me, and I'm telling you who's doing it. And I'm telling you the only solution is to come into the Catholic Church in order to have a hope to save your mortal soul, so that when you do die, and we're all going to die, you end up going to heaven. That's the main point of what I'm trying to get to. It's the Catholic God telling you, you've transgressed his Catholic commandments as taught by his true Catholic Church. That's what you've done. Now, at the beginning of the year 2011, God was giving the world a warning, though, that something ominous has happened. They call them omens. And this could reflect something in relation to the Antichrist, and he has a hand in this. You know, the devil can do these things, too. But at the beginning, right at January 1st, like on New Year's, you had an event that was absolutely out of the ordinary, completely no explanation for it. By the hand of God, you had dead fish showing up throughout the world, and birds falling out of the air dead onto the ground, just collapsing dead. Birds falling out of the air dead, fish dying in the river. What's God reminding you when the fish are dying in the river of the plagues he hit Egypt with? This is a warning from God, and it could also have been something the Antichrist did to show his power, and God allowed him to do it. God allows even the devil to do natural catastrophes also. But the point is, these particular disasters with dead fish and dead birds, dead fish dying in the ocean and dead birds falling out of the air, is definitely not it. There's no scientific explanation for it. They try to give a scientific explanation. They try to say that, well, we think it was fireworks that are knocking the birds out of the air. Well, how come all these years I've been alive, and I'm 56 years old, and I ain't never seen no birds fall out of the air of fireworks shows, and I went to a couple big ones in New York City, these giant fireworks shows, and I didn't see one little Tweety bird come out of there and fall on the ground. Not even a little mosquito. So what do you think? I was born yesterday, you stupid bastards who want to deny God? And first, secondly, birds were dying all over the world, not just on January 1st when they were shooting fireworks. It was happening for months. I'm going to read to you the litany of things that are happening. So how did those birds die when there were no fireworks? Then they come up with other excuses, I think, like a plane was driving in there. And it got all those birds in that whole area, one plane. Stop lying to the people. It's a sign from God And either he allowed the devil to do it, or God himself allowed the good angels to do it, and it could have been from the devil himself as an omen to warn the world. And that was at the beginning of 2011, when we have this record-breaking natural catastrophes throughout the whole world. All right, now we're going to go to the clip.
Now, I'm standing at the edge of the Chesapeake Bay. Take a look. There's the Bay Bridge right over there. You know, you really have to watch where you're walking out here right now. Look down here. Dozens of dead fish. Out at the beach, Mike Schindler looks on in disbelief.
It's beyond me.
He may not know exactly what happened here, but Mike knows his fish.
That's definitely a spot right there.
The Maryland Department of the Environment estimates that most of the roughly 2 million fish that have died are spot.
I've never seen this happen.
They're young fish between 3 and 6 inches long. The state says preliminary tests show the water quality is fine.
She came around a small patch of trees and onto the sand for her usual walk along the beach. And that's when Dorothy Hobson came upon it, a huge swath of dead fish.
So what's going through your mind when you see all these fish?
I was shocked, and I was thinking, what's going on? Is this a natural thing, because I'm only here 7 years, or is there something seriously wrong?
Hobson then grabbed some camera equipment and started taking stills and video. She captured reams of dead fish rolling on shore and piling up, just yards from her home on Kent Island, Maryland, along the Chesapeake Bay. Wildlife officials say roughly 2 million of one particular species died very suddenly.
It's 99.99% spot, which is a drum species.
The new year is off to a bizarre beginning in Arkansas. 100,000 drum fish washed up along the Arkansas River. Scientists say disease is likely to blame. On their own, dead fish might not raise too many eyebrows. But a little more than 100 miles away in Beebe, there's another animal mystery. Just before the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, thousands of birds started falling from the sky.
I thought it was out of an Albert Hitchcock movie.
Thought the mayor was messing with me when he called me. He got me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and told me he had birds falling out of the sky.
Residents rang in 2011 to scenes like this. On roads, on roofs, on lawns, up to 5,000 blackbirds fell within a one-mile area. Most were dead.
Everybody's kind of amazed at this happening.
No matter what the explanation for these odd events, some in Arkansas say 2011 is off to an ominous start.
Last year we started it with floods, and this year birds.
I ain't gonna take no chances.
As many as 100 dead birds have fallen from the sky in Sweden in the latest of similarly bizarre fatalities. Residents of Fullköping found the bodies of the jackdaws on Wednesday. The discovery in central Sweden follows similar incidents in the United States. Hundreds of blackbirds were found on the roadside in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That came 4 days after as many as 5,000 blackbirds made a fatal final flight in Arkansas. It's left officials puzzled. A Kentucky woman also found dozens of dead blackbirds in her back garden. Experts have dismissed the link between the incidents as highly unlikely.
This morning, researchers at the Wildlife Disease Labs at UGA got a shipment of 14 red-winged blackbirds from Arkansas.
Right now, I'm just looking through the feathers.
The scientists are charged with figuring out what could have caused the death of so many birds all at once.
It isn't common to have so many birds be affected, and especially in a residential area where they're going to get a lot of attention.
And now we're going to give a list of all the global disasters mixed in with some of the disasters that took place in the U.S. It's not just the USA. God's punishing the whole earth. And it's like I said before, even, when you see these things happening down in the southern part of the United States more often than other areas, that's God telling you that there's more hope for them. Whom the Lord loveth, he punishes even more than others. So when God's punishing the people down south, he's telling us that they're not as bad as the northerners or people in other areas if they survive the punishment, if it's not a total destruction. So he's warning them. And he's saying that there's a little bit, they're lesser evil than the other people in the United States. The Northeast even got hit, which is really surprising because a lot of evil people in the Northeast. But he's even warning them. So, you know, anybody who survived these things have to say God has been merciful to you. Now we're going to give a litany of all these things that have happened in the world. There was an earthquake magnitude 6.9 in Argentina January 1st. There was an earthquake magnitude 5.2 in southern Xinjiang, China, January 1st. There was an earthquake 7.1 magnitude in Chile, January 2nd. More than 1,000 dead birds fell from the sky in Arkansas, January 2nd. Dead fish cover a 20-mile section of Arkansas River January 2nd. Uganda, yellow fever breaks out, kills more than 40 January 3rd. Earthquake near Japan triggers a tsunami warning January 3rd. Powerful earthquake hits southeast Iran January 3rd. Earthquake 7.0 magnitude hits northern Argentina January 3rd. Hundreds of dead blackbirds found in Louisiana January 3rd. Ten thousands of birds found dead in Manitoba, Canada, January 3rd. And there was no fireworks going off. Thousands of birds fall from the sky in South America, January 3rd. Major flood in Rockhampton, Australia, January 3rd. Dead birds found in Kentucky, January 4th. 100 tons of dead fish wash up on Brazil shores, January 4th. Hundreds of dead birds found in East Texas, January 5th. They don't want to give you a litany like this. Dead birds in Sweden. Millions of dead fish in Maryland, Brazil, and New Zealand, January 5th. Shift of the Earth's magnetic North Pole affects Tampa Airport, January 5th. 40,000 crabs found dead on England beaches, January 6th. Heavy floods leave at least 35 dead in Brazil, January 6th. Earthquake 4.5 magnitude in California, January 12th. Huge waves destroy homes in East Indonesia, January 12th. Thousands of marine animals found dead in Mato Grosso do Sul, Amazon region, February 4th. Magnitude 6.3 earthquake, South Island of New Zealand, February 21st. Thousands of dead fish have washed up at Sebastian Inlet State Park, Florida, February. Millions of small fish, including anchovies, sardines, and mackerel, were found dead at King Harbor area in Rotundo Beach, California, March. Magnitude 8.9 earthquake and tsunami devastating Japan, March 11th. 40-foot section of California highway falls into the Pacific Ocean, March 16th. Magnitude 3.5 earthquake offshore Northern California, March 17th. Magnitude 6.5 earthquake, Vanuatu, March 17th. Magnitude 7.0 earthquake strikes northeastern Burma, March 23rd. Magnitude 6.8 earthquake hits Myanmar, Thailand, March 23rd. Magnitude 6.4 earthquake off the coast of Japan, March 25th. Thousands of dead fish wash up in Florida, March 25th. Hundreds of dead fish found in Midland, Texas, March 26th. Hundreds of dead fish and frogs in Marquette Lagoon, April 1st. Magnitude 5.4 earthquake in South Sandwich Islands region, April 1. Magnitude 6.4 earthquake, Fiji, April 3rd. Magnitude 6.6 earthquake in South Java, Indonesia, April 3rd. Magnitude 6.5 earthquake hits Veracruz, Mexico, April 7. Dead birds fall into the Kansas into Kansas yard, April 8th. It's more. See, there's no earthquakes going around. I mean, the fireworks taking place. Yeah, you're looking at this thing, isn't it? Magnitude 7.4 earthquake hits the shore of Japan, April 7. Dead fish found in Cedar Creek, Texas, April 10. Magnitude 6.5 and 6.2 earthquakes hit eastern Japan, April 11. Dead fish float up in 36 lakes in the state of Connecticut, April. Deadly tornadoes hit North Carolina, Virginia, at least 47 dead, April 16. Thousands of dead fish are hauled away in Lakeside, New York, April 27. A massive thunderstorm front spawned 137 tornadoes, killed at least 180 people in mangled sections of Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Huntsville, Alabama, April. Dead fish washed up in Santan Heights Pond, May. Deadly tornado hits Albany, New Zealand, at least one death, May 3rd. Major Mississippi flooding destroys many homes in May. Dead fish found in Vossland District in South Gujarat, May 3rd and 4th. 6.5 magnitude earthquake hits Papua New Guinea. Tsunami warning, May 15th. Iceland's Grímsvötn volcano erupts, followed by small earthquake, May 21st. Deadly tornadoes hit Minneapolis and Missouri, May 22nd. Deadly tornadoes hit Oklahoma City, May 24th. 800 tons of dead fish float up ashore in Philippine fish farms, May 29th. You're not hearing about this all this reason. At least 10,000 metric tons of fish dead in Boliano and Andhra waters of Pangasinan, May 31st. Deadly tornado hits Springfield, Massachusetts, June 1st. Dead fish found in Ogeechee River, June 3rd. Dead fish washed up in Bulacan, in Ilocos Sur, June 4th. Volcano erupts in Chile for the first time in 50 years, June 6th. Massive wildfires in Arizona claim more than 30 homes, June 8th. 6.0, 5.5, and 4.4 magnitude earthquakes hit Christchurch, New Zealand, June 11 and 12. Hundreds of dead fish float up in Delco Lake Creek, June 15th. 40 tornadoes rip through Nebraska and Kansas, June 21st. 7.2 magnitude earthquake hits Fox Islands, Aleutian Islands, Alaska, June 24th. Magnitude earthquake hits northeastern Japan, July 9. Magnitude earthquake hits Philippines, July 11th. Hundreds of fish found dead in lake in Cautan, August 9th. A ton of dead fish found in the river Segura, August 9th. You know how many fishies there's? Tom God's warning you about these plagues in the time of Egypt. All these large number of fish found dead in central China River, August 12th. 5.3 earthquake hits Colorado, August 22nd. 5.9 earthquake hits Virginia, jolts New York and Carolinas, August 23rd. Hurricane Irene hits South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, August 26th and the 27th, and the whole northeast coast going up into New York and up into New Hampshire. And the floods that after are even worse. Deadly typhoon hits Taiwan and China, August 29. 6.8 magnitude earthquake hits Alaska, September 2nd. 6.7 magnitude earthquake hits Argentina, September 2nd. 7.0 magnitude earthquake hits Vanuatu, September 3rd. 6.3 magnitude earthquake hits northern Sumatra, Indonesia, September 5th. 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits Vancouver, September 9th. Floods in Pennsylvania, September 10. Texas fire destroys 1,554 homes, 17 people missing, September 11th. And Texas had one of the greatest droughts that they've ever had on record. Magnitude 6.8 earthquake hits northeastern India, September 18th. Tornado hits Siloam Springs, Arkansas, September 18th. Deadly typhoon hits Philippines, September 27th. Magnitude 5.0 earthquake hits Aceh in Chile, October 7th. Magnitude 4.0 earthquake hits Death Valley, October 7th. Magnitude 6.7 earthquake hits Papua New Guinea, October 14th. Magnitude 5.9 earthquake hits Amuraska Oblast, Russia, October 14th. Magnitude 5.4 earthquake hits Samolui, Indonesia, October 16th. Heavy rains kill at least 84 in Central America, October 18th. Magnitude 5.3 earthquake hits north of Tristan da Cunha, October 19th. Magnitude 5.3 earthquake hits Palau region, October 23rd. Magnitude 5.1, 5.6, 6.0, 4.9, 7.2 earthquakes hits eastern Turkey, October 23rd. Magnitude 6.0 earthquake hits Fiji region, October 27th. Massive flood hits Bangkok, October 27th. Magnitude 6.9 earthquake hits Peru, October 29. Tornadoes spawn from severe storms touchdown in Oklahoma after a 3.9 magnitude earthquake the same week, November 8th. Africa's most active volcano erupts November 9th. Deadly typhoon hits the Philippines. 650 plus killed December 18th. Magnitude 6.6 earthquake in Siberia, Russia, December 27th. And we also had that massive northeast blizzard and snowstorm. How's that for a global natural catastrophes by the hand of God, either directly or allowing good or bad angels to do it, but nevertheless, God is punishing this whole earth with these natural catastrophes. And that's not to mention all the wars that have killed people this year by evildoers. There's no good Catholic nation in the world anymore. So all the wars that are happening today are just evildoers killing evildoers, and that's another way that God punishes people by war. And today in the world today, it's all evildoers killing evildoers, and some are lesser evil than others, but they're all evildoers. And that's another way God is punishing people, and I don't have a record of that, but people know very well there's many wars going on throughout the world today, killing many people, and that's another way God punishes people. But does this not bring back to people's mind, or people who do not know? I would like to bring this back to your mind, what our Lord Jesus Christ said would be some of the signs of the final days. In Luke 21, 9-11, when Jesus said, "And when you shall hear of wars and seditions, be not terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet presently." And these, particularly, this is World War II, the massive wars. Then he said to them, nation shall rise up against nation, World War I and II, and kingdom against kingdom. These are the massive wars, which happened about in the 1940s. It was the last one of World War II. And he says, and there shall be great earthquakes in divers places, and pestilences and famines, and terrors from heaven, and there shall be great signs. And this is what our Lord's telling us. He's warning you. It's our Lord telling you that I'm about to come the second time. But before that happens, you need to go through the reign of the Antichrist. And he's warning you that you're on the verge of the reign of the Antichrist. Because those two events are closely related. And he's merciful by giving you a warning. We read in Sophonius 1:14-15 about the final days. The great day of the Lord Jesus Christ's second coming, that's what he's talking about, is near. It is near and exceedingly swift. The voice of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty men there shall meet with tribulation. That day is a day of wrath and a day of tribulation and distress, a delay of calamity and misery, and a day of darkness and obscurity, and a day of clouds and whirlwinds. And that's a description of these final days. Whirlwinds, earthquakes, floods. Floods and fire should remind you. Floods of the great flood that took place when God flooded the whole earth and just left Noah alive and his seven family members. And fire to have you looking forward to the destruction of the world by fire that Jesus Christ and that St. Peter talks about, that when Christ comes the second time in 2 Peter 3:10, that he says, the day the Lord shall come as a thief, and the elements and the heavens shall be melted away, and the elements shall be melted with a great heat, and the earth and the works that are in it shall be burnt up. So that's the second coming of Christ. It's going to be by fire. So when you see these wildfires, think of that. When you see these floods, think of Noah's floods. And think of all these other plagues that God allowed Moses to punish the Egyptians with. So this is what we're telling you. This is the prophecy that Jesus Christ warned about coming to pass. And it's the Catholic Christ who's warning it. It's the Catholic God who's behind it. Don't listen to all these other people that's saying it's the apostate Jewish God that's doing it, small g God, or it's the Muslim small g God that's doing it, or it's the Protestant heretic God that's doing it, the heretic Jesus, the false Jesus of the Protestants. I'm here to tell you who's behind it. It's the Catholic God. And there are some people that know God's behind it. Now, even if you're not worshiping the true God, but you know God's behind it, there's a little bit of hope for you, at least, even though you don't know who the true God is yet. Like some of these Protestants, and some people will say they know God is punishing the United States. They will say it. For instance, we're going to quote from the mayor of New Orleans, he was referring to when they had their Hurricane Katrina, and his name was Ray Nagin, and he came out and said, after that hurricane, that surely God is mad at America. He's sending hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. And it's destroying and putting stress on this country. And he was correct about that. God is mad with America. And what happened after he said that? He got pilloried by the press and he came out and apologized. So what kind of a man is he? To apologize, to go back on what he knows to be true. But he did say it and he tipped his hat to let you know. And that's the other type of person that believes God did it, but they're afraid to say it. Because you're going to be called some kind of a religious fanatic. Because mostly a lot of these people in the world today are atheists, even. Don't even believe in God. They're humanists, atheists, that don't even believe in any God. And so anytime you speak about God, they don't want to hear about that. So he did say it. That God is punishing America. And who else said it? Michelle Bachmann, who's probably one of the best lesser of the evil candidates in the Republican Party today. I'm just saying she's a lesser of the evil of those that are running up there. But she came out and even said, and she's not good neither. I'm not making excuses for her, but here's what she said about what's happening in the United States. It says, speaking on Saturday, just as Irene was beginning its raking course up the East Coast, Ms. Bachmann told senior citizens in Ponciana, Florida, quote, Washington, D.C., you'd think by now they'd get the message. An earthquake, a hurricane. Are you listening? The American people have done everything they can, and now it's time for an act of God, and we're getting it. I don't know how much God has to do to get the attention of the politicians. We've had an earthquake. We've had a hurricane. Are you going to start listening to me here? So she's admitting that this is God, and she's telling them that God's trying to get your attention. But what happened with her? It says in here what they say after they said this. She had to renege. Responding to criticism of the statement, a spokesman for a Minnesota congresswoman said, obviously she was just saying this in jest. She was just joking. Now, she may have allowed him to say it or not. I don't know. Speaking for her personally, but as her spokesman. Mm-hmm. And so that would mean that she was just joking about the God thing. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't that mean she thinks God is a joke? Mm-hmm. But we know that's not what she really believes. But we're telling you, that's you are equally guilty as denying God when you do that to appease the people. It's the same thing as it's like the lapses in the early days of the church that would offer up incense to save their own lives, but never really believed in the gods. They were guilty. They were of idolatry. They were outside the church. She's like an atheist, what she said there. If she said that, I was just joking. What do you mean you're joking? Is God a joke? Did God do it or didn't he? Were you telling the truth or weren't you? Stick to your words. And when I say Michelle Bachmann is a lesser of evils, I make no excuse. She's still an evildoer. She's the same as Perry when it comes. She just made a statement recently. What was it, Brother Will?
C-SPAN. She came out and somebody asked her about, bombing Iran. And then she made the claim that Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China were the axis of evil.
She's calling them the axis of evil, which means we're the axis of good.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind, you stupid knucklehead, lying, filthy bastard? So I say lesser of evil, but she's still evil. The lesser of evil in this country is still a great indeed evil. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard. After all these crimes, all these things we're telling you, she's pointing a finger at these countries as if the United States is the hero. Completely virtuous hero, and she knows better than that. You know, she's one of these sis-poom bomb patriarchs, you know. She wants to sit there and, God bless America. God bless America. God damns America. Who does that sound like, right? The Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, yeah.
He was right about that, Reverend Wright, even though he's a Protestant heretic.
Yeah.
That proves even a broken clock can tell the right time two times a day.
That's right.
But he's lesser of evil. He came out, at least in one area, in that area. I don't know what else he teaches, but he did say, God damns America. He's better than these starry-eyed lying bastards that are out there, and Obama became one of them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make excuses for her neither, but what kind of a God is she talking about then if she believes in God? She even goes back and reneges on it.
Yeah.
So this is the punishment she deserves.
Yeah.
But it goes to show you how the press doesn't like it when people start bringing God into the equation. Well, I'm just gave you two examples. I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that are saying that God's behind it, and they're seeing this. And this sermon is directed to you, to tell you what God it is. It's the Catholic God that's doing it, and what you need to get right, first and foremost, to save your own soul. Because if you die tomorrow, regardless of all these final day signs, even if we weren't in the final days, you're still going to die. And if you die outside the true Catholic Church, then God's going to level down the ultimate punishment that he levels on everybody who dies outside the Catholic Church, who is on your particular judgment. He sends you to the eternal fires of everlasting pain in hell, when it assaults every one of your senses, not just of the senses of by fire, but by smells and by sights and by sounds. The smells in hell, they say, are worse than all the foul smells on earth put together. And that's what awaits you if you die outside the Catholic Church. And if you want to be protected from all these things that are happening, and from when Antichrist comes to power and puts you under the yoke, you've got to come into the Catholic Church, and then God will protect you, and you may even have to die as a martyr. But that there's no better way for anybody to die than to die as a martyr for the true Christ, the Catholic Christ, and then you go straight to heaven. So let this be a warning to all you people out there, all the stuff that is happening that you never hear. I read that litany purposely because they never give you the whole litany. When you read the whole thing together, you can see the immensity of the situation. You can see that this does not happen by chance. If you're a gambling man and you went to a casino, you know that things happen by chance and things don't happen by chance. And these things do not happen by chance. It's the hand of God who's allowing it. He's either doing it directly or he's allowing the devil to manipulate it, himself even. But it comes out to the same thing. And be aware of the fact that the United States is destined to fall very shortly. And it's not just by the natural catastrophe that God is bringing down, these natural catastrophes. If God really wanted to, he could lay another 12 on and bankrupt the USA overnight and destroy it from within. God could just literally destroy the whole United States overnight. But he's being merciful. And he's warning you that these apostate Jews that are running this country and the Freemasons are dragging it into the ground. The Jews themselves are taking the money out of this country and giving it to their buddies in Europe and in Israel. And they're also taking the fine industries out and bringing them over to China because they're going to use China and Russia to destroy the United States. And rightly so, the United States deserves to be destroyed because she's no good from the beginning neither. But I'm warning all these Freemasons and Patriot people that think that this United States was some type of a good country from the beginning. It was never good. It rots to hell. It's the harlot that brings the Antichrist to power. End of sermon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.